As President Bush campaigns, he often attacks Senate Democrats for blocking his judicial nominees. Democrats have used a filibuster to block six of the president's nominees to the federal bench. They have also confirmed 198 Bush appointees. And the number of vacancies on the federal bench is at a record low for modern times. But as NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports, there's a political advantage in talking about the nominees who remain.
On the campaign trail, the president uses judicial nominees as political props to make a point. Here he is in Michigan last week.
I just met with six of my judicial nominees from the state of Michigan.
And then in North Carolina.
I just met with three judicial nominees from this state.
While nobody expects judicial appointments to the lower courts to be a key issue for swing voters, these appointments are important to the president's political base.
Their nominations are being held up, and it's not right and it's not fair.
It's no accident that Mr. Bush is making his pitch on this day in North Carolina, the home of vice presidential candidate John Edwards, who also happens to be a member of the Senate Judiciary Committee.
Senator Edwards will not allow two of the nominees to whom I referred to even get to the committee for a hearing.
At this stop, Mr. Bush focuses on one of his nominees, Terrence Boyle, a former aide to Senator Jesse Helms and a 20-year veteran district court judge. Boyle has been nominated for an appeals court seat for the second time. The first time was back in 2001 when he was nominated by President Bush. But civil rights groups have vehemently opposed his nomination, contending that Boyle is so conservative that he's been reversed an extraordinary 140 times by the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals, the most conservative court in the country. The Fourth is also the court for which Boyle has been nominated.
The seat I nominated him to fill has been designated a judicial emergency by the Judicial Conference of the United States. Listen, when they name something a judicial emergency, it means there's a shortage of judges.
The number of such judicial emergencies has in fact been cut by 60% since the Clinton years when the Republican-controlled Senate refused to hold hearings or vote on some 60 Clinton nominees. Today there are just 14 designated judicial emergencies, and North Carolina is a good example of the political complications that cause these emergencies. During the Clinton years, North Carolina's Senator Jesse Helms blocked every one of the Clinton judicial appointments. Indeed, President Clinton named four different people to the Fourth Circuit from North Carolina in an attempt to get just one approved. Nothing worked.
Neither the president nor anyone else in the hierarchy said one word when Jesse Helms and Strom Thurmond from joining states blocked judges on that circuit for year after year after year.
Senator Patrick Leahy is the ranking Democrat on the Senate Judiciary Committee.
When John Edwards got up here, he outbreak the logjam.
Hank Van Hoy, a former president of the North Carolina Bar Association, agrees that Edwards and GOP Senator Elizabeth Dole have collaborated since Helms' retirement to fill judicial vacancies.
Since then, Senator Edwards and Senator Dole have worked together, and we have gotten two judicial appointments through last year.
But the legacy of the Helms years remains. The White House is sticking with nominations made during those years that Edwards says he cannot accept. And as one of the two senators from the state, he has a significant role to play in the confirmation process. At one point 2 years ago, the North Carolina Bar Association proposed to Senator Edwards and Helms that they each name three members to a bipartisan judicial screening committee that would recommend a slate of nominees to the president. 4 days later, the Bar Association's president, Hank Van Hoy, got a response from Edwards.
Senator Edwards responded in writing, basically agreeing with the proposal that we'd suggested.
Edwards sent a copy of his acceptance to the White House and to Senator Helms. Neither ever responded to the Bar Association proposal. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.